Dear friends, Choshava friends, who give us constant chizuk and inspiration. Every time we come into contact together, we stand before Yom Kippur, we say every day in the Slichas, Kedalim ucharoshim dofaknud losecho. We knock on your door, Hashem Yisborach, Kedalim ucharoshim, like poor and destitute people. We might be people who have a good parnosa, and we might have good savings, but when we come and we stand in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we feel Kedale Mucharoshim, poor and destitute. In the summer camp of the Mir Yeshiva, they brought a wonderful drosha in live, an incredible personality. Rubashkin came and spoke to the Bochrim, a most uplifting drosha. And I want to say over one of the points that he mentioned. In prison, they want good behavior. How do you get good behavior? A lot of the people there are low lives and different backgrounds and hard history. The way it goes is there, no, makes no difference how much money you have at home and how much money you made in your life. You can bring no money to prison. And they give the basic minimum, pas b'melach, toichel umayim b'masuro tishte. If you want anything more than that, you want to buy a coffee, you want to buy cake, you want to enjoy something more, you got to pay, but you can't pay with money. Only with coupons. And coupons you get for good behavior. There's good behavior, gets a reward, like little kids. You get a coupon, you can go and buy yourself a cup of coffee. Once there was a mutiny and a lot of misbehavior in the prison, and those one or two who didn't join in the uprising, they got an incredible amount of coupons for their good behavior. And he said over about one fellow who'd been in prison for 17 years and on very best behavior and made a fortune in coupons. Eventually he was released from the prison. And as soon as he's let out, he wants to celebrate his freedom. He goes into the first store, first Starbucks. He buys himself a cup of coffee, orders a coffee, and puts a coupon there in front of the cashier. And she says, sorry, you can't get a cup of coffee for that. Oh, he says, that's not a problem. Puts his hand into his pocket, takes out a wad of them, 50 of them, puts them down on the table. And she says, sorry, no matter how many coupons you're going to bring, here we pay in dollars. When we stand in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the dollars don't help us. Only Torah and mitzvahs and tefillah and helping other people amidst toivas, these are the things that help when we come to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we feel kedalim, we feel poor. We haven't done as much as we could or should have done towards what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do on Rosh Hashanah. What can we do and what should we do, nevertheless, when it comes to the Yom HaDin? There was a story here in Eretz Yisrael. Petach Tikva's various Rabbonim, this story goes back. There was a Choshva Rav in Petach Tikva called Harav Aaron Beifuss. Zichrono Livracha. He was a Rav there for many years. He was born in Germany and came here before the war with his parents. Became a Choshva Rav in Mekor Chaim Shul in Petach Tikva. Unfortunately, he never had his own children. He was looked after by the killer. And then Soif Yomov, he was taken to hospital. We're talking now about 11 years ago. And his nephews looked after him in hospital. One of his nephews was there through the night with him. Rabbi Beifuss was delirious somewhere between here and there in a deep slumber. And in the middle of the night, Rabbi Beifuss starts mumbling and his nephew puts his ear near to his mouth and he hears him saying with his little bit of koichas that he had, in his sleep and his interesting state of mind, and he says, I bought tickets for the theater. An alarming thing to hear from a Rav, from a Choshva Rav, of a Choshva Kehila. But the nephew imagined that this is just because of the state that his uncle is in, but still it's interesting. A person spent his whole life doing Torah and mitzvahs, and evidently, he must have thought about this at some stage, if this is what he's saying. Sadly, half an hour after this statement, Rabbi Aaron Beifuss was nifta. The nephew felt very funny. The last things that he said in this world, I bought tickets for the theater. What can we do? The nephew calls the Kehillah in Petah Tikva. Rabbi Beifuss was nifta sadly, and the community members and the heads of the community come to the hospital to deliver the last rites and to take care of the funeral. One of the heads of the community speaking to the nephew and asking him about what was like at the end, and the nephew said that Rabbi Beifuss was so not with it that he was saying strange things during the night, and the last thing that he said was something which is totally out of character and doesn't make any sense. The last thing he said was, I bought tickets for the theater. And this man from the Kehillah in Petah Tikva turns white and he says, you don't realize the significance, the importance of what you just said. What does it mean? And the man from Petah Tikva said, 30 years previously, Petah Tikva was a community where the older members were good from Yidden, and there were a lot of youth who were being led astray and unfortunately not on the madrega of their parents. And Rabbi Beifuss was walking in the street and he sees a huge big sign that on Rosh Hashanah there's going to be a theater with major Chilul Shabbos and Yom Tov, and tickets are being sold. He got very, very upset, a major Chilul Hashem and a major Chilul Shabbos. What do we do? He called up the hall and he got nowhere. He called up the producer, he got nowhere. Whatever he tried, he didn't manage nothing at all. Went to Bnei Brak, went to the stipler and he cried his eyes out. Look what's happening here in Petah Tikva. And the stipler says to him, no, do something about it. He says, I tried, I spoke to the theater, I spoke to the producers, I spoke to everybody, I get nowhere at all. Says the stipler, what can I do? What do you want me to do? Rabbi Beifuss says, I want permission. I'm going to take all my life savings. I'm going to take everything that I have. I'm going to borrow money. I'm going to buy out all the seats for this event. And then I'm going to inform them that I've bought everything and the whole thing won't take place. And Stiber said to him, psh, what a wonderful idea. Why'd you come and ask me a question? He says, Rabbi Beifuss, I'm worried that if I do this once, then producers will learn to do the same thing and replicate it in other places and get a lot of money from Yidden. Says Stiber, don't worry about it. It's not happening everywhere. And Rabbi Beifuss went and bought all those tickets. And the Stiber said to him on the way out, take all those tickets and make sure they're buried together with you. What a major Kiddush Hashem. What an incredible act that you are doing. And that was, for good reason, the last thing that Rabbi Beifuss said. I bought tickets for the theater, and they made sure to bury them together with him. A nice story. What do we learn from this story? Unfortunately, the Yetzer Hara creates a theater, a movie for each and every one of us. And there's hundreds and thousands of seats. And the theater is one big oilam of dimyon, a bubble of imagination, imagined hanos in this world. And there's different sections in this theater. There's a section called Kinna, and there's seats called Taiva, and then there's Covered, and there's Atzlus, and Atzvus, and Sheka, and Lashon Hara, and so many different areas which tempt a person. Come, make a Chilul Hashem, do an Aveira, be part of my world of imagination. And our job and our mitzvah is to close down the theater. How do we close down the theater? Not by buying tickets. We say in the Slichas, and again in Yom Kippur, and it comes from a pasuk in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, Ezkero Elohim, I mention the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'ehemoya, and it stirs within me a feeling of appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what can I do towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We say brachas. The Gemara says in Brachas Mem Zayin that the tev of a person is to just spit out brachas without even thinking of what he's saying. Ezkro Elohim, says David HaMelech, if every time I mention the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I say a bracha before I eat and after I eat and I daven Shemoneh Esrei and all the other Asher Yotzeh that we say. Ezkro Elohim, when I say Hashem's name, I think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It stirs within me feelings towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Yetzirah doesn't tempt. You don't come 10 minutes later to somebody to tempt him to say a Lashon Hara during that meal. You don't tempt him to do an Aveira 5 minutes after he said the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Ashiyotza and he had Kavana and he thought what he was saying about. It says, the Medrash Shoich HaToiv in Tehillim. What's the Zuchus of Ezkara Elikim Ve'er Moya? We all familiar with probably the most beautiful expression of Hashem's love to Klal Yisrael that was ever spoken in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Habein Yakir Li Ephraim Im Yeled Shashuim. Hashem loves us like the most beloved and enjoyable Ben Yochid. Why are we Zoicha? Not every day does HaKadosh Baruch Hu feel like that towards us. Says Nanovi, Al kein homu me'ai loy, says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels feelings of emotion, kavayochel, and stirs within HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kavayochel, a feeling of an outpouring of love towards a Klal Yisrael. Homu me'ai loy, that's in the Zechus of Ezkro Elikim ve'ehemoyo. If we will feel towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu every time we say the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we close down the theater. The world of imagination and the bubble of Yetzihara and Kinan Taivakova doesn't talk to us anymore. Then we are Zoicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reacts in kind towards us. And he says, I feel towards Klal Yisrael, Abin Yakir Li Ephraim, Im Yelet Shashuim, Ki Midei Dabri Boi Zocher Ez Kerenu Oid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moved, Kaviyochel, to want to be mative and shower us with everything that we could possibly wish for. Why? Because homu me'ai loy. I feel such strong feelings of everlasting love to Klal Yisrael. Why am I zoicha to homu me'ai? Because ezkro elikim ve'ehemoyo. We feel dalim mucharoshim. We haven't done enough for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We missed opportunities to do mitzvahs. Sometimes during the year we were nichshel in something. But with an ezkro elikim, with an undertaking, each person on his level, one person will say every single time they say the name Hashem Hashem, Ezkro Elikim Kim Ve'Moyo. And one person will say once in each tefillah, and one person will say according to his level. But wherever you're holding, Ezkro Elikim Ve'Moyo, I'll mention the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'll think of what I'm saying, and I'll think of what he does for me, and I'll think of what I owe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we can be zoicha, each and every one of us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say about us, and about our children, and about our parents, and about our beloved families, about each and every one of us, and every cell in our bodies should have a shmirah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu every moment of the entire year. Hashem should react to us and say, Habein Yakir Li Ephraim, each one of us is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ben Yochid, Im Yeled Shashuim, the most beloved and enjoyable children. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say for each and every one of us, Al Kein Arachamenu Noam Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have Rachmonas on us, and give us health and happiness and prosperity and opportunities and atzlochus and success in the coming year and nachas from our children and arichas yomim ad me'ev esrim shana and a gemar chasima tova.